With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. North Carolina Democrats have sued to reverse a decision that puts Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot.
The North Carolina Democratic Party has challenged the state election board's recent decision to recognize a new political party that will put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the state's presidential ballots. Lawyers representing the Democratic Party allege that Kennedy's campaign evaded tougher standards for independent candidates to get on the ballot by masquerading as a political party in violation of state law. Democrats are worried that Kennedy, an environmental activist and proponent of vaccine conspiracy theories, could peel off voters from their presidential nominee. I'm Norman Hall.
The House of Representatives will recess without passing bills to fund the government. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
The FBI confirmed former President Trump was struck in the ear by a bullet during an assassination attempt on July 13th. The FBI says, quote, what struck former President Trump in the ear was a bullet, whether whole or fragmented into smaller pieces, fired from the deceased subject's rifle. On Wall Street, the Dow by 654 points. This is SRN News. A Tennessee school district pays a big settlement.
The Shelby County School Board of Education said no when the Satanic Temple sought to hold an after-school Satan Club in the local elementary schools. The temple took the board to court, and now Shelby County has decided to settle. The penalty is a $15,000 charge for legal fees, and the board will allow the Satanic Temple to set up its club. The Satanists are calling the settlement, quote, a victory for the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida school board seems unlikely to fire an employee who helped her son play on the girls' high school volleyball team in violation of state law. Most of the nine members of the Broward County School Board appeared ready this week to reject Superintendent Howard Hepburn's recommendation that Jessica Norton be fired as a computer information specialist at Monarch High School. However, many also said they don't think Norton should go unpunished. This is SRN News. Authorities in Texas have arrested a big leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades, alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
A Mexican federal official told the Associated Press that Zambada and Guzman Lopez arrived on a private plane and turned themselves in to U.S. authorities. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.